Vu Farkatore is a Malayan musician and one of the chief proponents of a musical style sometimes called desert blues, a style with deep roots in traditional Saharan and West African music that has also been shaped by Western influences. Besides his solo work, Vu Farka is known for his collaboration with American musicians and musical acts such as Dave Matthews, Derek Trucks, and the Houston-based trio Krungbin. K-Mud spoke to the musician ahead of his April 15 concert at the Arcata Theatre Lounge. And, as he reminded us, he has played Arcata before, back in 2019.
It's not my first time in Arcata, for sure. A long time ago, his sounds, you know, staying in my head, you know, because it's a cool name, you know, Arcata. So I think it's not my first time, but this time I'm going to be with my band too, traditionally and modern, you know. So you have some traditional instrument and some modern instrument. So I love to mix the traditional instrument and the modern instrument. So we have some bass guitars, but we have also some instrument, traditional instrument.
The traditional instruments are the calabash drum and ngoni, a string instrument, both associated with a Saharan musical style known internationally as desert blues. When listening to the seductive thrust of the desert blues beat, it's hard not to picture sand drifting along the windswept dunes of the Sahara. This sound is an unmistakable part of Vu Farkatore's music, and even though he's not necessarily crazy about the label desert blues, he admits that the music springs from the environment of his hometown, Nifunke, a river town at the edge of the desert.
You know, the music's come from where I'm born. It's like my music's come from Nyafanki. It's come from the North Mali. It's come from the desert. But in Nyafanki, we have the two. We have the desert and we have water. So it's between the water and the desert, you know. People like call this music desert blues. There in Nyafanki, we just call the folklore.
There is a reason the beat of the desert blues, or folklore, seems to come so easy to Vu Farka. His father, the late Ali Farkatore, was largely credited with introducing this genre to the world in the early 80s. All this time later, the gospel of the desert blues is still being spread around the world by contemporary acts like Tinariben, Songhai Blues, Bambino, and of course, the younger Farkatore. However, while they all play a similar type of music, Vu Farka's style seems more overtly influenced by American music than those other North and West African acts. And there is a reason for that.
You know, in the morning, when my father's like, he's wake up in the morning, before we go to the school, he's just put Johnny Hooker or BB King or I don't know. They're like all musician, like for minutes. And he have big radio and he put there, you know, loud. So before we go, we listen. But we listen all the time, this kind of music with him.
Vu Farka's own sound gets its identity from this blend of the traditional and the foreign. An example of a quintessential Vu Farka track is Homafu Wawa from the album Sampa, with the cool licks and fast finger of his blues and rock influenced guitar playing front and center.
When you play the music, when you hear like the blues from like Johnny Hooker, like BB King, all this stuff, you know, you hear these songs from the desert. You hear this, you know, it's same when the people like somebody playing in Nyafunke. When you take my music from normally the desert blues, how you say it, I have to put something else to just tell the people, this is Via Factor. When you hear, you say, okay, this is a song for Via Factor. I'm just doing music, you know. So I'm just doing music. Like, I'm playing some rock and roll stuff, some, how do you say, reggae, some, I don't know, some traditional stuff. So for me, it's really just doing music.
Being the son of a musical legend has its advantages, and Vue Farka has embraced it. But because his father felt let down by the business side of the music industry, he was reluctant to let his son follow in his footsteps, or even to play the guitar.
If he gets 2,000 for pay, they give him 100, and they give him the contract. He never got school. He don't know what they said. He just signed it. So he didn't like me to be in the same situation. But this way he say, okay, I don't like you to be a musician because I know what's happening when you are a musician. It's not good. But I say, no, it's not the same. And your time, you can read the contract and see what the contracts mean, what you have to do, what's good or what's not good, you know. So, and this, he said, okay, if you want to be a musician, you have to finish your school first, and then we will see. So how we say, we will see if you're going to be a musician or not. But I played like long time secretly before he knew I'm playing guitar. You know, but I'm used to playing drums. He knew I'm playing drums, but he didn't know I'm playing guitar.
While his father was often called the John Lee Hooker of Africa, Vue Farka's style of guitar playing has drawn comparisons with Jimi Hendrix. So who of the two has a cooler comparison, father or son?
I don't know. You know, it's people like tell me, Jimmy, you play like Jimi Hendrix, you play like, I say, okay. I don't listen too much to Jimi Hendrix. I listen more like the John Lee Hooker and another musician than Jimi Hendrix. You see? But I love the music from John Lee Hooker's music. I love these guys.
Vue Farka Touré, here playing with his late father on the 2011 album The Secret, will be at the Arcata Theatre Lounge on Tuesday, April 15. This is Sigurbjörn, reporting for KMOD.